Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to join my colleagues in echoing their sentiments to thank you for arranging today's panel discussion on NSAs. If I could, like my UK colleague, take a few minutes to restate the US position on this topic. The 2018 Nuclear Posture Review reaffirmed the US global NSA policy. The United States will not use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapons states that are party to the NPT and in compliance with their nuclear non-proliferation obligations. The United States has repeatedly made clear that it would only consider the employment of nuclear weapons in extreme circumstances to defend the vital interests of the United States, its allies, and partners. The 2018 Nuclear Posture Review clarifies illustrative types of non-nuclear attack which could constitute extreme circumstances, offering the example of significant non-nuclear strategic attacks, which could include, but are not limited to, attacks on U.S., allied, or partner civilian population or infrastructure, and attacks on U.S. or allied forces, their command and control, or warning and attack assessment capabilities. It does not add to or expand the role of nuclear weapons in the U.S. national security policy. Given the potential for significant non-nuclear strategic attacks, however, the United States reserves the right to make any adjustment in its negative security assurance that may be warranted by the evolution and proliferation of non-nuclear strategic attack technologies and U.S. capabilities to counter such threats. The United States does not support the negotiation of an unconditional and universal legally binding negative security assurances treaty. Thank you, Mr. President.